I'm sorry. If you're harassing me with pizza, it's not harassment.
Please harass me.
Yes, exactly.
So I checked my emails and it had an order that I never ordered. So then we told him that it wasn't me that ordered the pizzas. So that's when we called the head office of Pizza 73 and told him that anyone with the name Justin Rybicki, cancel the orders.
The suspects that are ordering the pizza are actually obviously using technology to spoof his number, which they know. So when they call and it's coming up as him.
I never dated anyone, so it's not that.
Oh, shocker.
Karma gets you someday. He delivers pizza to your house.
Okay, but the pizza is being paid for, right? Because if it's being done through an app.
Okay.
Correct?
I would assume so. In today's day and age, you do realize this is 100 years since the birth of the telephone and delivery of pizza. Uh-huh. This has been going on. This was the biggest thing to do back like in the 80s. You get like 10 pizzas sent to somebody's house. They're like, what? Now, back then, somebody had to pay for it.
Right.
Today, somebody's paying for it. Just keep delivering.
Well, yes.
Do you hear me, Papa John's? Just keep sending pizza.
Be the best neighbor. And start giving pizza to your neighbors. You're going to be so well-liked. Or take it into work with you, unless maybe he works from home. Take it into work. Can you imagine if I showed up with pizza every single day?
I'm hoping you're going to leave shortly and go get us one.
Yes, everyone would love me.
Absolutely.
I don't know why this guy thinks this is such a harassment situation.
It's an age-old thing. This is as long as, you know, this is like calling somebody and going, is your refrigerator running? Yep. Oh, better unplug it.
No, this is, life has given you lemons. Make lemonade.
Yeah.
Take it to your coworkers.
Eat.
So speaking of eating, should you brush your teeth right after you eat? Should you brush your teeth after you vom? Well,
ew.
Here's the answer to that question.
You should never brush after you've just vomited. This is because the contents of the stomach are extremely acidic and the mouth is in a very acidic state. So if you brush straight after, you're basically wearing away your enamel.
Yeah.
You should never brush straight after breakfast. This is because if you brush your teeth, you're rubbing that acid on the tooth, which is a mineral, and it can wear it down. Don't brush your teeth after you've just had sweets. Wait at least 60 minutes. This is because when you've just eaten sweets, the mouth has digested it into an acid, and that acid is going to get rubbed on the teeth and destroy the enamel.
You know, I used to always brush my teeth right before I left for work.
Yeah.
And then I realized not to do that because let's say I ate something or drank something that had that acidic in it. Because of course I start with OJ every morning. No, I'm just kidding. But
freshly squeezed?
Yes, exactly. So, but it's something that I learned.
Zachary, so the now, OJ is ready.
So now I brush my teeth very first thing, which is a new habit. I used to never do this.
It's interesting because that goes in the face of what a lot of dentists would always tell you, which is brush your teeth right after eating and all that, and you really aren't supposed to, apparently.
Right. Yeah. I know. Yeah. It's so weird because going 41 years on this earth and changing a habit is very odd.
Now, I don't want to dwell on the gross part, but the, you know,
post-puking. Yeah.
So they never told us what to do. Do we swish with water beforehand? You got to get rid of that.
That, or I was thinking mouthwash.
Yeah,
Can you at least mouthwash it? I know some mouthwash is kind of abrasive, but I got to do something. You're right. I can't keep that taste in my mouth.
No, you keep on. Ugh. Oh, I don't even want to keep talking about it. That's good.
It's disgusting.